WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has a review of In All Languages, the latest album by composer and saxophonist Ornette Coleman. The album links Coleman's past with his present. It features Coleman's original quartet, recorded for the first time in over 25 years, and his current ensemble, Prime Time.
In All Languages, Ornette Coleman's new double album on the Caravan of Dreams label, is one of the year's most significant releases. The first two sides reunite the innovative alto saxophonist with trumpeter Don Cherry, bassist Charlie Hayden, and drummer Billy Higgins. This is the band that Coleman debuted, amid much controversy, at the Five Spot Cafe in Greenwich Village in 1959. The other two sides feature Prime Time, the electrified, funk-influenced rhythm and dissonance band that Coleman has led since the mid-70s. The album includes two versions of the title composition, In All Languages. One is by Prime Time. The other, which we'll hear, is by the quartet. It's a dirge like many others Coleman has written and performed over the years. The bass and drums enter at conflicting tempos at different places in the measure. That is to say, in unison, but in multiple keys, with each instrument in its own concert pitch, in gleeful defiance of the laws of just temperament. You'll hear what I mean. Coleman's solo is among the most inspired he's recorded. In one sense, it's little more than a series of thematic variations, beginning and ending with the same graceful ascending phrase. But with his speech-like cadences and inflections, and his logical yet unpredictable rush of ideas, Coleman almost makes you forget that he's playing an instrument. He could be thinking out loud.
Thank you.
The title track from Ornette Coleman's new album, In All Languages, performed by his quartet. The two sides with the original quartet are so wonderful that the sides by Prime Time, which feature some of the same numbers, suffer by comparison, but only slightly. Prime Time's rhythms are less fluid, but they're harder and crunchier, and finally, no less ingratiating. The album was produced by Ornette Coleman's son, Donardo, who is also one of the drummers in Prime Time. For the quartet tracks, all Donardo really needed to do was roll the tapes, but he added too much echo to the horns, and one track suffers from studio chicanery. I'd also complain about the brevity of the performances, none of which is longer than 4 minutes. But the music itself is soul-stirring.
Jazz critic Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Ornette Coleman's new album, In All Languages.